Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Fast and Friendly Home Services.
Hi, yeah, that's me. This is Derek.
Oh, hi, Derek. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Fast and Friendly Home Services on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, Derek, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for any of the services that you provide, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes, I was definitely going to, I think I got an email from you or a chat from you on the website.
No, this is our first time contacting you. The reason we're calling today, though, is we had that position become available for programming for that geographic area. So we are calling through the area to fill that open position today. If we were to program Fast and Friendly in to appear in that spot, they would block out that territory for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same services. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. And
so I'd basically be in control of that territory is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes. Nobody can bump you out. As long as you stay with us, we continue to keep you on that first page. If you were to ever leave, you would fall off. I'm looking at two different listings here. One has you as Ezernac Home Services. Is that an old, did you go through a name change?
When they first set up my account, they didn't set it up correctly. And so I'm not sure why that you can still see that one. It should just say Fast and Friendly Home Services.
Okay, yeah, there's like all the regular listings say Fast and Friendly, and then the website is Fast and Friendly, so I'm assuming that's the actual name. Okay, and is it just you, or are you and a partner, or a crew?
Right now it's just me, but as long as things keep going well, I'm planning on getting employees and scaling it up.
Okay.
Right now I'm kind of just a sole proprietor.
How long have you been in business there in the area?
I've been in the area for quite a while, but I've been doing this for just a couple weeks now, and it's already doing pretty well. And I haven't
Very
even had
nice.
A chance to. I was gonna register the business with Google so that I could show up as a, you know, to more people, but what you're talking about sounds a little bit more interesting.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you can, the difference between the first page and just being in Google somewhere is like this way, they won't have to already know your name to find you. They can find you by the service. So when they type in power washing or snow removal or whatever it is, any of the services that you provide, you'll be an option for them at that very moment they need that service. Only in your area, though. So if Lee's Summit is home base for you, what does your service area look like?
Actually, I don't, it's, Lee's Summit isn't my area. It's just my business mailing address. I have a virtual address there. And so that's part of the difficulty I've been having is when I do register my business, you know, with Google My Business, it thinks that I live in Lee Summit, which is not correct. I live in North Kansas City, and I've been trying to get that figured out, how I can make it be more in my area.
Oh, yes, we can help you with that. And where is the area that you wanted to show up in is where? It's a little bit windy. I couldn't hear that. The name of this?
I live in Kansas City, in North Kansas City to be exact. And I'm wanting to do Kansas City and surrounding areas.
Okay, Kansas City and surrounding areas. This the Missouri side or both sides?
Missouri and hopefully, yeah, get some clients from Kansas.
Okay. Okay, great. And so for that first page position, Derek, that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. And now I know that you're new, but you're eligible for it with no negative reviews. You meet the criteria that we require. And overall, it sounds like you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment you're needed?
Yes. I mean, it would definitely help if I started getting more traffic to the website and not relying on my other traffic, basically.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do then is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today, and then that way if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so the good news is if you're new, you can qualify for the promotion that they're running. It's a reduced rate that they have for our newer companies. And also, I'm grabbing Nadine. She's my regional manager for that area, and I'm letting her know that this is not the correct zip code for you. So we want to get you found in North Kansas City, both sides. And I'll get that rate reduced right now. And then being that we have the listing available there today, Derek, if we can make that first page of Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I'm just going to bring her on to apply that rate reduction. Hang on here.
Because otherwise it does take quite a bit of time to do it on my own to get to that level. I have to do a lot of brand awareness, and that stuff takes a while.
Right, yes.
I did my own basic SEO, but it's still, I think my position is like down in the 70s or something like that.
In the 70s? Okay, okay. Yeah, we'll get you. We can take it all off your hands and handle it all for you. But let me grab her. Here she is. Hang on.
Hi, Derek. How are you?